Well, we're wrapping up the program this morning, taking a different look at food and hunger here in the state. We started it off with our friends down in Derby at the St. Vincent de Paul food pantry and thrift shop. And then, of course, met our latest Connecticut woman farmer that we're celebrating and learned about all the different ways her and her family have been contributing to Connecticut's food landscape for about 130 years. And now we're closing it up with our quarterly visit with Jason Jakubowski. He's president and CEO of Connecticut Food Share. He and his team are working overtime to deliver an informed and equitable response to hunger by mobilizing community partners, volunteers, and supporters, including one that you heard earlier in this program. So we'll be back to talk with Jason, but we do want to remind you about yet another staple food this time of year. You know what I'm talking about, Girl Scout cookies. Yes, Girl Scouts of Connecticut are deep into their official 2026 Girl Scout cookie season, and the public is now able to order these delicious cookies from Girl Scouts, both in person and online. You've seen them at your local grocery store and at your local house of worship and many other places throughout the communities. This 100% girl-led entrepreneurship program teaches the important fundamentals of goal-setting, decision-making, business ethics, people skills, and money management, and helps the next generation of female business leaders. So you can place your order now with a registered Girl Scout or purchase cookies through their digital cookie online storefront. You just need to go to Find Cookies at GSOFCT.org for the Girl Scouts of Connecticut. Jason, what's your favorite Girl Scout cookie, my friend?
Tagalongs. Definitely the tagalongs. I got Catherine here in our office. Her daughter was selling some, and we just got delivered a bunch of boxes yesterday. So they don't last long in my house between me and my kids.
Yeah, I don't even bother to show anybody I got them. Yeah, there's no box here. These aren't the boxes you've been looking for.
They're not the ones you've been looking for. Absolutely not. I don't know what you're talking about.
Yes, yes. So, here we are, springtime, and things change fast here in America. But
they do.
As we're recording this on Thursday morning, ahead of our Sunday broadcast, we are still looking at a partial U.S. government shutdown, and there are thousands of members of the Division of Homeland Security who work here in Connecticut and who have been going for almost 6 weeks without a paycheck. This is an important demographic and really highlights the way you guys at Connecticut Food Share have to sometimes just kind of pull the handle and, kind of laser focus on a sudden kind of bubble in need.
I wish I could say this was, this was new for us and this was the first time we've ever done anything like this. But unfortunately, we're pretty well versed at it now. In my time here at Connecticut Food Share, I mean, this is the third time now that TSA agents have faced having to work and not getting a paycheck. Once again, like we have the other times, we definitely have our trucks going up to Bradley and going down to Tweed, New Haven Airport, to help out those TSA agents. We've been there every week since they lost their paycheck, and we will be there until they get a paycheck. I mean, I can't think of anything worse. There's not many things worse than having to work and not getting a paycheck and being able to feed your family. Mm-hmm. And this is what we're here for.
And it's
we're helping those TSA agents.
And it's such easy work.
I mean, look, it's difficult. It's not easy. I traveled last week with two of my daughters, and I mean, it's one of the hardest jobs in the world. And it's overwhelming, and the lines are long, and these folks are there every day doing their job and not getting a paycheck, and it boggles my mind. So the least we could do is send the trucks up once a week to Bradley and down to Tweed to help them out. Hope it gets resolved soon, but we'll continue to be there for them as long as they need us.
Yeah, but to carry the subject one step further, I mean, certainly there are hundreds, if not thousands, of Homeland Security Agency employees that are not in that TSA area, who live across the state of Connecticut, who are also taking advantage of local partners like our friends at St. Vincent de Paul down in Derby. You don't really know how many folks from that called out workforce are really taking advantage of the work that starts at Connecticut Food Share.
Absolutely. You don't know how many, but you do know that they're out there, because we could tell you over the last couple of weeks and last couple of months, you know, we've seen an increase in our lines at places like St. Vincent de Paul and our other 599 pantries across the state. We've seen increases in our mobile sites. We have 113 of those across the state of Connecticut, you know, just even over the last several months. And a lot of that is, some of it is still fallout from the government shutdown back in the fall. Yeah. Some of it is just, you know, a function of this economy. I mean, we have a very, what I would call, strange economy right now, in which, you know, people keep pointing to the stock market and numbers that seem to indicate that the economy is doing well. I got to tell you, you ask most people out there, 85% of people, I'm sure, would say the economy's terrible, because you're dealing with grocery prices, you're dealing with gas prices, you're dealing with housing prices. You know, it's a real issue. And those are the folks that are coming to our lines. You know, they figure, hey, you know, they've got to put gas in their car. They got to figure out ways of paying for their mortgage. They got to figure out ways of paying for electricity and paying for medication. But, you know, they feel like they could skip a meal. That's not a choice we want anybody to have to make here in Connecticut in the year 2026.
Yeah. And the other thing, we always talk about why it's important to support Connecticut Food Share. And while the food drives and the individual donations are fantastic, and it is the financial donations that matter. And I say this because you have 600 partners plus throughout the state. You have these dozens of mobile food pantry vehicles that go out every day to help feed our neighbors who are insecure when it comes to their nutrition. And all of these vehicles that have to go out and do this work run on fuel. And I just filled up my car this morning with an iPod. It was almost like a slot.
I did
like
too a slot this morning. Machine. It wasn't fun.
Right? It was like a slot machine just spinning and spinning and spinning.
It just kept going. Yeah. I was waiting for it to stop.
So, you know, you got to put fuel in these vehicles. Yeah. And the people who work for you have to put fuel in their vehicles. And this is why it's important, when you look at the big picture, that the $5 donation or the $500 donation can get a lot more mileage when it goes to Connecticut Food Share.
Absolutely. I mean, we could turn every dollar basically into two meals, because we get so much of our food donated. I'm fortunate that I work at a place in which 95% of our dollars come from the private sector, you know, not from government. There's so many industries that are beholden to government, but, you know, most of our money is 65% is coming from individuals across the state of Connecticut. You know, the other 30% is coming from corporations. ASML down in Fairfield County just announced a three-year, $1.5 million gift to us. It's the largest corporate gift that one-time corporate gift we've ever received. I mean, you know, people are stepping up to the plate, and that is very helpful, especially at a time in which we don't know what's coming out of the federal government. The stat that I've used and my team pulled for me, the first 3 months of last year, the first 3 months of 2025, we received 86 trailer loads of free food from the federal government. Same time period this year, first 3 months of 2026, that number went down to 24. We've got to find ways of filling up that gap. The state of Connecticut, the governor, the legislature have been very helpful in helping us fill that gap, but it's donations. It's individuals. We wouldn't be able to do what we do every day if it weren't for individuals out there in the state of Connecticut donating anything.
And you guys make it so easy at ctfoodshare.org. Button's right at the top. Quick and painless. You can even pay to help underwrite the actual donation transaction so that 100% of what you intend to go to the Connecticut Food Share goes there. Jason, in the last couple minutes that we have with you for this visit, we're kind of in that weird early spring time here as we're going to broadcast this on the last Sunday of March. And that is, you know, essentially all of the goodwill that accrued around the holiday time and post-holiday, that tide is either going out or all the way out, and you're also kind of tentatively, you know, maybe with trepidation, turning your eyes towards summer when school is out and the need for food from those who generally tend to donate around the holidays is at another kind of crisis stage.
Yeah, absolutely. Look, summer is the hardest time of the year for our work and for people who are food insecure. And people are always like, wait a second, it's not the holidays. And it's not the holidays. It's the summer because kids, like you mentioned, kids are out of school. So we're kind of in that holding period now where we know we've raised most of our money for the year. These next couple of months are going to be tough because we're not bringing in as much money, but we're still spending as much money on both acquiring food and getting food out there. So we always encourage folks to, you know, please remember us during those summer months. I get that a lot of people like to make those donations at Thanksgiving and Christmas, New Year's, around the holidays. It makes people feel good, makes me feel good. But we need it in the spring and summer too, because that's a really difficult time, especially for kids dealing with hunger.
Very good. Important stuff this morning. And just another reminder about the critical role that Connecticut Food Share plays here in our state and with its many hundreds of partners and its many hundreds of trips with their various mobile food pantry units. We hope you can help them out. Once again, find out where you can give, how you can volunteer, other ways to help. Network resources. It's all at ctfoodshare.org. Their president and CEO, Jason Jakubowski, has been kind enough to join us at least quarterly so we can keep this important effort top of mind for all you folks out there. We hope you'll support them. Jason, best to you and your team, and we'll talk to you again in a couple months.
Thanks, John. Always great talking with you.